Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 13. Let's go to God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we need your help. We realize that this life is not easy, especially if we are trying to live for you, to go through this refining process. We can't get through this purifying process on our own strength. We need you. We need your help every step of the way. We need your strength. Please don't let us fall. Don't let us fail this process. We want to make it through and be pure for you. We know that we will only do it by your strength. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Zechariah 13. On that day a well will be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and from impurity. And then, on that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they will no longer be remembered, and also the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness I will banish from the land. And then, if anyone prophesies again, his father and his mother who bore him will say to him, You shall not live, because you have spoken a lie in the name of Yahweh. And his father and his mother who bore him will pierce him through when he prophesies. And then, on that day, each of the prophets will be ashamed because of his vision when he was prophesying, and they will not put on a cloak of hair in order to deceive. But he will say, I am not a prophet, I am a tiller of the soil, for a man has acquired me since my youth. And someone shall say to him, What are these wounds between your arms? And he will say, Those I have received in the house of the ones who love me. O sword, awake against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate, declares Yahweh of hosts. Strike the shepherd, so that the sheep may be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the small ones. And then, in all the land, declares Yahweh, 2/3 will be cut off and perish, and 1/3 will be left alive in it. And I will bring the remaining 1/3 into the fire, and I will refine them like one refines silver, and I will test them like one tests gold. They will call my name, and I will answer them. I will say, They are my people. And they will say, Yahweh is my God. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Chapter 12 started a prophecy of future events, and several times in that chapter, it had the phrase, on that day. He describes the nations coming against Jerusalem and Judah, but Yahweh is with Jerusalem and causes the enemies to fall. And then the people in Jerusalem will mourn over the one they pierced, each group by themselves, which indicates that this is true, heartfelt grief from each person. Now, this chapter starts with the same phrase, on that day, and it will be repeated several times in this chapter. He says, on that day, a well will be opened to cleanse them, and Yahweh will remove idols and false prophets. Even parents will kill their son if he's a false prophet. People who had been false prophets will go into hiding and pretend that they had never been a prophet. The wounds or scars on the prophet were probably from cutting himself in religious rituals. We know that the prophets of Baal did that in their contest with Elijah on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings. And this hairy garment to deceive seems to be saying that the typical prophet's clothing was a hairy garment. We know that Elijah wore a hairy garment, and maybe the false prophets picked up the idea from him. In the New Testament, John the Baptist wore a camel's hair garment, which is a very rough hair. So, it sounds great, cleansing the people and getting rid of idols and false prophets. And then this second part of the chapter shows that this will not be easy. He calls for a sword against Yahweh's associate, the shepherd. When he is struck, then the sheep will be scattered. And he says 2/3 of the people will die, but 1/3 will survive. But it will be a tough process, like refining gold, which takes a lot of fire. But what is left will be a pure people for Yahweh. They will call on him, and he will answer them. And now for a deeper dive. I'm going to suggest that the first part of this chapter with the phrase, on that day, is a continuation of the previous chapter. And it appears to me to be talking about something still future for us, when God finishes cleansing his people. So, let's talk about this last bit of the chapter, because it's quoted in the New Testament. Jesus quoted this part from verse 7, "Strike the shepherd, so that the sheep may be scattered." He quoted that in Matthew 26, as he was about to be taken and crucified. And indeed, all the disciples ran away when he was taken in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then, this part in Zechariah goes on to talk about the 2/3 being cut off, and the ones who make it have to go through a refining process in order to become pure. That reminds me of Ezekiel's prophecy when he was told to cut his hair with a sword and take 1/3 and burn it and 1/3 and chop it with his sword, etc. That was a prophecy about the fact that only a few of the Jews would make it in the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon. But it seems that that is always God's way. Not everyone will make it through the refining process. In fact, Jesus said there's a broad way leading to destruction and a narrow way leading to life in Matthew 7. And Jesus told the parable about the sower and the soils in Matthew 13. And there were 3 soils that didn't produce fruit, only 1 that did. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we going to make it through the refining process? Of course, we can't see the future. And if we try to go through it in our own strength, we will fail. I think the key is in the last verse here, in the middle of verse 9. "They will call my name, and I will answer them." Are we calling on God? We're trying to do it ourselves. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.